read my text. And I'll just let you respond to what I read. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. This is Nehemiah 8:10. Keep worshiping. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I feel the joy of the Lord here tonight. I'm glad to preach to you about the joy of the Lord. Or you can just go ahead and experience it right now. I'll let you decide. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to be happy. You don't have to be pretty. You don't have to be smart. All you need is the joy of the Lord, and you will have strength. Go ahead.
You are worthy of all.
You may not be familiar with what's happening here. This doesn't mean all these people have everything they want. It just means that they're experiencing the joy of the Lord. You to continue to worship. See, the thing is, the people that are shouting and dancing doesn't mean that they have everything they want in life. Doesn't mean that they've done everything just right. Maybe not even today. But they know something. That when they come into the presence of God, that they will find strength. Nehemiah was talking to people who had just heard the word of God for the first time, maybe in a generation. And they were feeling bad about themselves. And he told them that they should experience joy rather than sadness. Psalm 16 says this. In his presence, in his presence, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I did a study on the word joy, and I'm not really sure how to define it. But I know this. I need strength sometimes. And maybe you need strength tonight. Because the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That means I need joy. But I don't always feel a lot of joy in my life. Maybe you do. Maybe you're just one of those happy people. But the Bible says that in His presence, there's fullness of joy. So it doesn't matter what kind of personality I have. It doesn't matter what kind of person I am. If I can get into His presence, then I can experience joy and I can receive strength. Praise God. Hast thou not heard known? Isaiah 40 says, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint. You can stay up here. And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. So it's not just because you're getting older. And the young men shall utterly fall. Some of you know what's next. But they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall. Everyone say they shall. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall. Everyone say they shall. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do you need strength tonight? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And in His presence there's fullness of joy. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Psalm 100 says this. Enter into His gates. You want to get into the presence of the Lord? Who wants to get into the presence of the Lord? Who wants to experience the joy of the Lord? Who wants to receive strength from God? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Think of something to be thankful for right now. And into His courts with praise. For the Lord is good. Say that, the Lord is good. And His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Anything else we say tonight would just be added to what the word of the Lord has already told us. And that is, in the presence of the Lord, there's joy. And in the joy of the Lord, there's strength. Come and receive your strength in the presence of the Lord. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Think of something to be thankful for. And into His courts with praise. Praise God. If you want strength from God tonight, step out from where you are. Come on down and lift up your hands. If you need healing, come on over on this side. If you have a particular issue you're struggling with, come right down here in the middle. And if you have never been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if God has never filled you up and you began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave you utterance, He can do that right here. Because that's where the presence of the Lord is where the Holy Ghost is. And you will begin to speak in a language you never knew. You can repent from your sin, ask God to forgive you, and His blood will wash your sins away in water baptism. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come and receive strength from God right now. Oh, find someone to pray for you. But let God give you something before you leave here tonight, because that's why He brought you here, because He wants to do something in your life. He wants to minister to you. Praise God. Release the joy. In Jesus' name, we release joy in this place, in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we release healing here in the presence of the Lord, because there are pleasures forevermore. In Jesus' name, we release deliverance in this place by the authority of the name of Jesus and by the blood of Calvary. So be it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We release faith in Jesus' name. Familiar with Calvary Gospel Church? We usually get to this point somewhere in the evening. We just don't always get to it right at the start. So we're glad you're here. And we're glad you're experiencing what you're experiencing, because this is what it's all about, the presence of God. We had a man that just was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost over here.